Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Milton.
Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome. This is pregame radio, Twitter After Dark edition. You know what I'm saying? If you guys are wondering, why the hell are you doing the show at 1:30 in the morning? It's because my people over at MFR Radio, we had a little thing going on, a comment, and it got a, you know, a little inappropriate for Facebook, and I didn't want nobody getting flagged or nothing like that. So I was like, yo, I'm going to just throw it out there, throw up a show. Call us at 347-857-4302. We're actually waiting for the people at MFIR to get up in here. You know, and then we're going to, while I'll talk about flash cards, contracts, you know, the ladies over here talking about Team No Hands, you know, and things of that nature. So we're just pretty much going to be kind of like wilding out for the next hour, you know, so ride out, chill with us, you know, and since it's on some late night contact type shit, right, why don't I start off with some late night contact, you know, Brooks, Miss New Shoes, you know, let's do it. We'll be right back with Pregame Radio.
You got, I need a detour. Cause your back down, what you fronted on me for? Pack good DCP with she store. Up so I throw her down on the floor. Beat it up after she store. So you can't pull her while you on that court. Let me play with you with a contact court. You want that ball, put up a great fight. So I ate right and got a straight tight. Up another lover for another late night. Or early AM, UT midnight love affair. Run any time that you feeling dirty, stay wet. And I'ma fuck by that love, yeah.
Yo, yo, yeah, we are back. Pre-game radio, Twitter at the Dark Edition. We're talking flashcards, contracts, ladies repping team, no hands, things of that nature. Call us up, 347-857-4302. I'm pretty much multicaster right now. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm trying to get pregameradio.com up off the ground going. Big shout-out to the people at MFIR Radio, because every time they do something, it's like it's inspiration. Like, that gives me fuel to take pregame radio and just try to catapult that shit. You feel what I'm saying? And I got the CEO, you know, the big boss man, executive producer, engineer, and he does, like, everything up on here. So let's give it up. Big round of applause for the homie. LV is in the building, the voice of the people. Let's give it up, man. LV is popping, man. Hold on, LV. Right, you
what's good? What's good,
what's good, man? You know, because the ladies was talking shit, you know, and they was talking about making all these noises and all that. I should get it, so I figured, you know, throw this thing up, get it going, because you know I'm always said I'm never too far away from a computer.
More or less.
You know,
over here getting this.
Yo, but shout out to your open cipher tonight, though, man. You know, who won that? Two Bezel and Clip. You know, shout out to them. That was a real, real good look. For those who don't know, Tuesday nights, me and Lady Still also pregame radio. We get down over there doing our Judges American Idol type thing. And they got lucrative prizes over there. You know, a whole big thing going. So if you freestyle, you nice. You know, definitely take it over there. Call them up and anything like that. But LV, you know, I'm going to go try to round up my ladies, but it seems like I know you got one getting ready to go on a road trip real quick, but, you know, your main one was Brooklyn, the mouth of the crew. She at my right now.
Yeah, she a hot girl, but you know what I mean? Those my ladies right there.
So, definitely shout out to them. So, you know, let the people know, man. Let them know what the flashcards and contract thing is all about. Because, you know, people are like, yo, what the hell are y'all talking about? Flashcards and contracts. And they're supposed to be just put out the dark. So let people know how that all ties in.
Well, I mean, basically, you know what I mean? Flashcards and contracts. You know what I mean? The flashcards is more or less teaching, you know what I mean, the mate or the spouse, you know. All about you, whether it's, you know what I mean, whether it's how you wanted it in bed, whether how you want that person, I mean, to be coached, you know what I mean? So the contract coexists with that, so it follows up on it. So you can set the contract up, you know what I mean, for like, you know, a 30-day trial, you know what I mean, a 6-month trial. You know what I mean? Up to a year. You know what I mean? And if you want to upgrade it, and if you want to, you know what I mean, add an extension onto your contract, you know what I mean? You got to get the flashcards right. Because if they present the flashcards to you and you can't pass the flashcards, then you don't get upgraded, baby. You just get downgraded. You know what I mean? You don't want that because you know why? You could be missing out on some goodness. You know what I mean? Like, Shorty could be a straight freak, you know what I mean? And if her flash cards is straight freaky and you can't fulfill what she wanted on flash cards, then you just lost out on some good Google, you know what I mean? I don't mind picking out that.
Yo, shout out to the shorty. I'm on my Twitter, Simply Brooklyn. I asked her what she's doing. I let her know about the show going down tonight. And shorty says she's making a list of songs to buck to. I'm trying to get her in on the check-in and see... And see what's on this list, you know what I mean, and see how she makes flashcards and contracts and all that. So shout out to everybody who's burning the midnight oil, who's doing their thing, grinding, and all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Wow, it looks like we got a caller. I'm gonna get to this track screen. This person, see if they want to get in on here. Yo, LV, tell me if you like this. I'm about to throw up on here. This is I'm Elders from Homie Days coming out of the Bronx. I see great potential with the dude. And we be right back, pregame radio, LV, Brooklyn Black, It's always a family thing. FFIR, please get ready. We get together, you know, because we do damage, and we'll be back in a minute.
And watch a movie, so I don't know. It depends on my moment.
So we talk, you know, regular night, you know, it's a date night. Date went good, you know, y'all back at the crib. You know, like I said, this one after dark, so we taking off the gloves, you know.
We're
going all explicit.
I'm like, so, all right.
We
want to go out there. That's what
you're
saying.
Exactly. We're going out there. That's what we're doing tonight. We're going out there.
All right, I want a massage. I'm trying to take me over the top.
That's what we're trying to do. That's the whole point of the show. We're trying to take you over the top. I'm trying to figure out what makes Cody Cole tick, you know. That's just my thing. I'm trying to figure out what's good, you know, see what it is that a brother will have to do, what kind of fast cars he needs to try to get a contract with that. So, therefore, when we hold one of those five Cody Cole date things, the qualification process is more efficient. You know, so we can get you that right type of guy. So the next one we have will be the last one, because after that, you can be your happy ever after, you know, sexually maintained and all that.
I dig it.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I don't know, because I told you my mood changes. It depends. Like, it might go from a massage to, actually, like, hot oil massage if y'all want to get technical about it.
Okay, you always want a massage. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, I always want a massage because my back be killing me. And then, you know, I got to get limbered up for the extra activities.
Okay, so, like, you know, you want to stretch, get a massage, so you want to rub down and all that. Like, you might do gymnastics. So that's what it is. You're like a gymnast in the bedroom?
I don't know. I can't even. It depends. I told you it depends. It depends on my moment. I go through different moments. Sometimes I like to be the person that just let you do you, and then I like to be the aggressive. A lot of times I'm the aggressive, so like I like to please you before I get pleased.
Okay, so you feel like that? That's good to know, right there. So let me ask you: Are you a firm member of Team No Hands, or you don't even mess with that?
You're
like some people, you know.
Of course, who's not a part of that team in 2011? If you're not a part of that team, I don't know what to do.
You'd be surprised. You know, like I said, I won't put people on blast. You know, but there's some who have refused to be Team No Hands, and like you said, it's 2011. You know, if you're not gonna do it for your man, you're going to find someone else who does it, then you're going to be upset. And my thing is, you know, if you're not doing it for your man, he finds to get it elsewhere. Like, you can't really be mad because you're not doing it. That's your man, your hubby, whatever. You're supposed to fulfill him mentally, physically, sexually, all that good shit.
You
got
to be prepared to get somebody to do it for you. Like, if you're not going to if you're not gonna do it, you get somebody to do it for you. Bring some freaky shit into the bedroom. You gotta just surprise them at all times. Like, all right, I don't wanna do it, but I gotta go to do it for you.
Now, not a lot of women are trusting like that to let some bring us some random shit, because if y'all doing that, that's kind of nasty and all, but. You know, just bringing some mess, girl, just to service. You know, not a lot of chicks are trusting and, you know, like that. And also some chicks, they're not shameless, you know, just to go Team No Hands, pal, swallow the balls, pause, you know. So.
But I'm saying, this is what I'm saying, right? Because, you know, I talk about that a lot with the ladies, you know what I mean? And I met a few ladies, you know, recently. And we had a little discussion, you know, it was outside, something random, you know. And she said how, you know, she don't get down like that. She's like, oh, that's nasty. I'm like, that's nasty. I'm like, but
you mean?
Wait, hold on. So I hit her with the, but you want your man to go down on you and eat the box or whatever they want to call it these days. So, you know, the young folk change the names a lot. But, you know, so she like, yeah, why, of course. So I'm like, yo, if that's a demand for you and your side of town, why that can't be a demand on his side of town? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's real talk.
Personally, I think eating coochie is more
nasty than sucking dick, because that's on the outside. You can clean that. You don't know if a girl cleaning her insides properly and all that. A lot of girls
don't even,
the hygiene is not even up to par.
Right. Well, true indeed. We got a caller
calling in 0656. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from. What's your whole view on the whole thing we're talking about right now? 0656. You are live on Pre-Game Radio. What's good, homie?
I'm mad that you hijacked my status, hijacked my saying. Not
right?
only you hijacked my status.
No, they didn't only hijack yours. They hijacked mine, too.
Excuse me. Hijacked my status. Then you hijacking my saying and running with it with the whole team no hands, the whole let me swallow
right.
your balls. This
flash
card
contracts, all that.
We're giving you promotion.
Flash cards and contracts.
First of all, love, I heard you talking ish. I mean, I seen you talking ish on my status. Like, you already know, Pre-Game Radio, Brooklyn Black, and Pro Dillinger. And now we got, you know, Puerto Rico on deck. We about to win this contest, and it's a wrap. Like, yo. Brooklyn Black going to be there with the camcorder. I'm sorry, love. New shoes, you guys are out of the running. I'm sorry. We already won just by the people that's on our team. We already won. So,
I want to hear these sex noises that, you know what I'm saying, Ms. Brooklyn, you got to have ladies still doing because, you know, just by the voice alone, she gets the callers, you know, the male callers already on the shaboing boing
mm-hmm.
when she get on the line. So the noises you got, I can only imagine. You know what I'm saying? Plus, too, when you get your little mm-hmms and all that shit going, that could, you know, like I always say, it's that voodoo that you do.
And that makes the boys go cuckoo.
You know what I mean?
Let me stop.
So,
but
it's all right, though, because I'm going to be making a personal call to my homeboy, the singer, and I'm going to have a little...
Don't be making no. Excuse me. You're mad because I put the gotcha out there. I had to let him know. Here's the gotcha. You're gonna lose. You know why? Because Brooklyn sings. Like she goes in. Like she really goes in. So
we're gonna go to a couple other callers real quick. Before I do this, we're gonna let Miss New Shoes. We're gonna let her in the building. She's here. Miss New Shoes, what's going on?
What's the getty people? Good night.
And new shoes
good night.
In the house. Here we go.
Yeah. It's new shoes in the house. Like, now look.
It's Brooklyn
in
the house. Here we go. We need that.
You know, we got this show going on late night, right? And
it's
we got
after dark.
And all of that. And now, before I had made this just an hour, but I've got to extend it another hour. We got the call room live right now.
Hi, Colin.
What up, Colin?
What up? It's
how
your girl, Brooklyn and Nucius from MFIR.
Hold up. Last four, this is 6081. 6081, you are live on Pre-Game Radio with Ms. Brooklyn and the people at MFIR Radio. We're doing the Twitter after dark thing. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from. What's good, caller?
Yeah, this Malik TGO on the check in. New shoes.
Yeah,
good. Yeah.
TGO. What's goody?
Malik TGO.
Yo, Ms. Brooklyn, what up?
Leaky, baby.
Hey. Leaky, baby.
Ms. Brooklyn, you hear
I know
that.
That's
leaky.
Leaky,
baby. You hear it? You got to say
leaky,
like
baby.
Like, damn, baby. You got to say, Leak. Oh,
now
my
wanna,
God.
Now y'all want to hear
me with
the sex phone operator voice.
Like that. That's my brother. Like, come on. You're going to give me trouble. Ms. Brooklyn, handle that. Handle that, Ms. Brooklyn.
Handle
that. You got
like
that?
Anything.
Handle what? I'm good. Let's talk.
Let's
whatever the dog.
Listen.
Right?
Yo.
Yo, Ms. Nushu, did you see the post? I said to Brooklyn Black, make sure you get this on camera because you're going to want to get Lady Steele making these sex noises live.
Yes. Yo, I'm like, oh, my God.
Yo,
did she say that?
Still, you know,
I did say that.
Still on the check-in, but she did say that. People in the call room, don't worry, I'm getting to you. Like I said, I am extending the show.
How y'all doing, call room?
For a little bit more. So we talking about now. So we got Malik TGO in the building. Shout out to him and the whole crew. We talking, you know, the Twitter after dark, the freaky shit, the nasty shit. We already found out what type of flash cards, you know, Miss Colico do. But Miss Colico, she trying to act all shy. I'm trying to tell this gloves off. You know, we're pulling out all the stops, trying to tell her this, but. She's supposed to be all shy reserved, so I'm going to have to go and ask the next lady.
Man, listen.
It's new shoes. Yes, I'm putting you on the spot, Miss New Shoes. What
can we get a sound effect for that bum? Yes, put Miss New Shoes on. I say
whoa,
yes. No,
whoa.
First of all, we put Miss New Shoes on the spot earlier. Brooklyn Black, you caught it, right? Brooklyn Black, you caught it. She said cuddle buddy. Cuddle buddy is just somebody that you lay in a bed with and you cuddle with. But then she said, make sure all your cuddle buddies, y'all strap up. You're lying, honey. You be effing the crap out of your cuddle buddy. I caught you.
Listen. New shoes don't, let me say, I just want to say something, real talk, everybody,
don't
I don't care,
don't
if you, listen,
exactly,
but real talk, if you, listen, if you're doing you, please strap it up, that's all I'm going to say about that one, strap it up, but look, let's rock one.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to go to extra extent with the cuddle buddy, you know, they like to feel, they like to touch, I mean, they like to.
Well, you know what? Right now, we're not talking about the other people. We're talking about you.
Oh, we're talking about me. What I like to do. Let's talk about me. What I like to do. All right. This is going. All right. What y'all want to know? What up? All right. Let me make this clear. What up, everybody? Listen, everyone. Get your pen and your paper. Get it ready. You know, Brooklyn Black, Lady Steele, Ebony. I don't know whoever else is going to check right now. Miss Brooklyn. You know, Lee Day Rocker, you know, get it in. So I just want to say, Miss New Shoes, listen, Miss New Shoes.
I'm next. Oh, I'm not
next. Like, that's it. That's all I have to say. Got it? Thank you.
What? Can you repeat that?
Oh, come on, Miss New Shoes. I mean,
I just said, like, my favorite position is from the back. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not saying that. No.
Listen, Miss New Shoes, honey, ooh, we got images to protect. We can't be saying this stuff. Come on, now. Yeah, we giving it to them like that. Come on, now.
Come on. Listen. This is for the after dark. I'm sorry.
Can we night not leave this show? Can this show be on the low? Can it night not get leaked?
Come on, this is for the after dark. Like, come on.
So they want to know what?
I'm not even streaming online. You dig? We doing this.
You know, Brooklyn Black, are you going to just dead lie to me like that? You're not streaming online?
We know it's recorded.
He lying. Brooklyn Black. Ooh. And I was going on your team. Can I hop on over to Love and New Shoes team now?
For those who don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's staying here. Whatever's happening on pregame radio stays at pregame radio. You know what I'm saying? We all grown at the end of the day. We come do our thing, and that's what it is. You know, we just have fun bullshitting on the air.
Let me ask Leaky. So, Leaky baby.
Yeah, what's up?
You know, we have this thing, flash cards and contracts.
Nah.
Wait. I got to get to this next caller.
Hold on.
Why can't I ask him what's his flash cards looking like? What's his contract looking like?
Let me get Cole back in the room.
Kaliko. And Leaky, I need a manager, Leaky. Like, what's good? I need a manager, like, real talk. So we need to talk behind the scenes, but let's get Coley Cole on.
Okay, definitely. Just mute me, and I'm still on the check-in.
All right.
Yeah, he's still here. He's still live rocking with us.
Okay.
Shout-out to whoever's calling us up from the 501. Shout-out to you.
Whoever's 501 was Giddy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, shit, I just muted her. There she goes. Coley Cole, you there? Oh, shit, I muted her again. I'm sorry.
Stop, Brooklyn Black. Be nice.
No, that's not nice. My switchboard is jumping. I got her. She's here.
I believe Miss Brooklyn was about to ask the homie Malik from TGO. Brooklyn Black.
So Leaky. It's me and you
talking here. You, Miss Brooklyn, is Mike. She can't. Miss Brooklyn got to answer the question. The question goes to her now. I like how she did that, but you know what? It's all right.
Bomba clot. Like, listen. Leaky, what's up? You rocking with the best. It's the best of both worlds. It's MFIR radio with pregame radio, baby. We merging right now.
Pregame, baby.
Okay. So, yeah. What's your flashcards looking like?
And
what's your contract looking like, Leaky? Like, what is in the contract for your relationship? Like,
Leaky, come on, Leaky.
No, both of y'all talking at the same time, so I'm just listening. But contact right now, what you mean? Like, am I taken? Am I single? What? Like,
no, like, okay.
No,
if
contact is what you want your girl to do, like how you want your relationship to go. What is going to be in your contract? What?
And what are the terms and conditions? Like, how long does this contract run for? If they fail to, you know, reach the agreement of the contract, what happens? What's your contract looking like, Nikki?
Wait. Y'all have to be easy.
I can multitask. I'm good at that.
All right.
I don't really need no flashcard. Like, I give it up point blank. Like, we grown. It's no hesitation.
I'm gonna do something.
I ain't gotta pull no tricks out the bag because the tricks is already on the table. You know.
I hear that. My TGO brother, let y'all know what it is and what. Get it.
Yo, you crazy.
That's
how we do it, man.
But I'm saying that's on some like PG-13. Like, I ain't even get X-rated with it. I'm going up the floor of the shelf.
Miss Brooklyn,
you know,
that's just some PG-13. You hear that? That's just the icing on the cake. He ain't even cut it yet. He ain't let you know how he do. Like, how he lay his girls down. Like,
mama,
here,
I don't eat cake.
Let me whisper something in
I don't
your
eat
ear,
cake
mama.
Anyway.
Look. We give you on top of her. We just spread the legs real quick with his legs.
Who said you had to eat this cake? You probably could have been a cake to get Aiden.
I love to be cake. Like, I think I'm a great cake. I'm excellent cake. I'm so moist and rich and thick.
Yeah.
And just, like, I'm excellent cake.
Yeah.
I am super duper. Like,
I'm
that good cake.
You
can
hear me?
Calls keep coming in. Hold on. We got to get to these calls.
Let's get to the call.
Both are coming in. Hold on. Let's get to the call.
Yo.
Last 4 digits, 5191. You're live on pregame radio. Let the people know what's good, where you calling from, and all that good stuff. What's good, caller?
And make sure you strap it up. You strapping it up tonight? I mean, you got a new cuddle? Who you with? I want to know. Like, I'm nosy. What's going on over there?
5191. I'm sorry. You live on the air. What's good?
Well, I ain't shacking it up. I'm chilling tonight. I'm calling from
Baltimore.
Big Dro.
Dro's in the building. Hi, Dro. Dro said he was going to pinch Miss New Shoes' nipples tomorrow. Can you catch her pic?
Did he say that?
Motorboated.
Wow.
You just have to motorboat.
You have to motorboat
those bad boys.
Listen, I just want to say no one is touching Miss New Shoes' nipples. I mean, unless you're paying, you can't touch them.
So that means you're for sale.
No.
Okay.
Hey, listen. I'm sorry.
Unless
you're paying, you can't touch it. I'm sorry. No.
Okay.
New Shoes is not. I don't allow that. Sorry. No. Call what you want.
Hey, that's what's up. We got, you know, Big Joe, Team Austin, MFIR Radio is in the building, TGO is in the building, and I got another call repping The Rock. Your last four, 4528. You are live on Pregame Riddle. Let the people know who you are, where you're calling from, if you're shacking up. Let the people know what's on your contract, even. You are live on the air. What's good?
Pregame Radio. What's up, man? It's Pro Dillinger the Dawn. Calling out of Havasu, New York, Rockland County, Exit 13. Slime.
Wow, Dillinger.
Ow. I heard something about some thick, juicy, frosty, moist cake over there.
I was not the one that said that. That was Ms. Lucy.
I want in on that cake.
Oh,
is it red velvet?
Oh, gosh.
Red velvet? Is it red velvet cake?
Ms. Brooklyn, is it red velvet cake? Is it moist?
Of course it's red velvet.
Ms. Brooklyn, you want to know, is it moist, Ms. Brooklyn?
She said, you're going to lick the frosting.
Yes.
You said
yes, I am.
Okay, mind you guys, I'm light.
I
can't do this to me. Like, my blood just rushed to my face just now. Like, I can't.
What?
Somebody painted my face red. Oh, my God, it's hot.
Giggity.
You have that all on my status.
Are you going to beat the cake? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want all of
yes.
She wanted I'm
to gonna,
be beat.
Yo,
don't check
really,
me out.
Really want for the licking the frozen.
Check me out.
She wanted to be beat up.
I'm going to beat the cake. I'm going to lick the bowl. I'm going to lick the spoons and all of that shit, man.
Miss Brooklyn. Can I get some sirens, please? Miss Brooklyn, you hear this? Oh,
I'm not
God.
Hearing anything. I'm
what
a virgin,
it?
Honey. I'm seeing
yo,
no sex over here.
He won't lick the spoon, the bowl, everything.
Are you keep saying no when your penny's so wet, girl?
And
when,
wait. And when you finish, you want it to look like the red velvet cake. Just red.
Oh my God. I don't know about all that, ma. Yeah.
Listen, we
don't know
about
all that.
You guys
pounded out. Y'all don't understand. Y'all not understanding where I'm coming from. She want her shit pounded out.
I know what it's going to look like.
You know what it's going to look
know.
Like? It's going to be a, it's going to be a plate full of crumbs. This ain't going to be nothing but crumbs on the plate, man. It's going to, I'm going to fuck, that old cake up. Ain't going to be no slices left for nobody.
All I want to know is you going to jump out the cake, huh?
She might jump out the cake.
I'm not answering none of these questions.
Why not?
Oh,
this
now
is
you
what
know.
I have an image to protect. I'm sorry. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Too.
We
yo,
had this whole
Miss Brooklyn, you won't jump out the cake for me, Miss Brooklyn?
Oh, my God.
What if it was my birthday, Mom?
Yo,
y'all don't understand, man. Me and Miss Brooklyn got a real special love affair, man. Me and Miss Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying?
We got a
special thing going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Brooklyn Black, where the sirens at? Oh, my God. Yo,
Brooklyn Black is the one that made up the song. It's that voodoo that makes, you know, the boys go cuckoo.
The voodoo? I think that's what it is, man. You got that voodoo, man.
Oh, really?
Now she got the old really voice on.
Can we get the spotlight off me? Let's go to Lady Steele. Is she on deck?
Lady Steele, what your cake tastes like, man?
Yeah, let's find out what her shit tastes like. I know somebody personally, Love, that wants to taste Lady Steele's cake. Not saying no names, Love. No, because you sitting here like that, LV. You supposed to be Love. You supposed to be like, nah. No, Love, you sit here letting them talk like that to me. I know somebody that want to taste Lady Steele's cake. I'm blowing you up now.
I got talking about that. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Come on.
All right, yo, here's what we're going to do.
I'm
going to try to
get you
in the building. So I know Miss
Brooklyn. Who said that?
Yeah,
you know me, Miss Brooklyn Squirt. Who said that?
Yeah.
That's
Lizzie
my
baby.
Specialty.
Wow.
I'm just joking.
Oh, God.
Yo, Black.
Who said that?
Wait, Miss New Shoes, hold up, honey. I have to tell you what that means. You sit here laughing. Don't be laughing.
Yo, Black, do me a favor.
Shut up!
Thank you. Yo, Black, do me a favor. Call up Steele and tell her that LV want to build something with her.
Ooh.
Yo, I'm about to do that right now. While I do that, we're gonna get into this track. This is
that Pro Dillinger.
Love So Cold.
Yeah, there he is.
Let's get it.
Love So Cold. You know what I'm saying? The ladies love it. I'm playing this just for you, Miss Brooklyn.
I'm about to have two callers call up. They're gonna turn it up.
Yeah, and make it squirt. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I said that.
Let's get it.
That's what he said.
Remember me and you for the first time. regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones, rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked the left, on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pull some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns in my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe what's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate.
I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, Big Big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, Daddy?
Oh, yeah, you know I had to do it. Pre-game radio, Twitter After Dark Edition. We got the call from popping, so shout out to everybody who's on the call and on the check-in. I've extended the show. We're going to go an extra hour, but just because, you know, we got images to take to protect and things like that. In about 14 minutes or so, we will stop streaming online. But, of course, if you call in, we'll still be live. We'll still keep the show going. We got LB, a boss man, in the building. We got Miss New Shoes. You know, anybody coming back in the room. Let y'all in right now. As soon as my switchboard stops jumping around, like, the call was just jumping, like, the numbers were just jumping all over the place. But it's all well and good. I know we got Miss New Shoes back in the building.
Yeah.
LB. Let's see. Yeah, we got a Big Joe Tim Austin representing right
there.
Now.
Yes,
I got a couple of artists real quick. Coley Cole, of course, is here with us. Let's see, who else is here? Pro Dillinger. Did Miss Brooklyn actually pick up and leave? I know she didn't do that. Looks like she may have, but it's all good. We still love her. But like I said, we got Pro Dillinger. Call us up 347-857-4302. And we talk about contracts, flash cards, and all of that good stuff. you know, I see a lot, also I hear a lot,
you know, Ms. Nusha, I know Ms. Cole Nicole, you could shed some light on this. Yo, what's up? Y'all feeling the fellas already performing up to par anymore? You know, they not going the distance anymore for y'all? Or what's up? What is it? Like, you know, because it seems like more and more, like, now ladies are taking these vows of celibacy, just say doing it because one, and niggas don't know what they doing or whatever. Like, so what is it? Do we really need to incorporate flashcards and contracts and maybe how-to seminars or something? Is that what we need to do?
I think so. I'm really starting to think so, though. It's either that or everybody just getting lazy and everybody just trying to please themselves and nobody trying to please the other person and it's that selfish stuff going on. Like, I don't know.
Can I weigh in on that?
Or they just don't have the proper utensils or whatever to cook in the kitchen.
You know. You know what, man? When you get a dude, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a lot, you know, my homies and shit talking about, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ran down on shorty, bing, bong, bing. I caught mine. See, but now check this out. When you run down on shorty like that and you only worry about getting what you getting up out of the situation, you ain't never going to even get the opportunity to fuck with her again. So if you caught a good shot out of that, but you was just trying to get yours and she ain't getting nothing about hers, and it's like, you just fucked that up. You burnt you a bridge. You can't never call that shorty again when you in town. You can't never taste that cake no more. And it's over for you. It's over
straight
for
up
you.
That's why I am lovey and the salesman always can come in town, always can buy some product and sell product.
Whoa. I'm good everywhere. My black card is good everywhere.
You know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Wait, can I ask a question? I'm gonna just keep it professional because, like, really, like, okay, let me just say this. The whole thing about a woman being celibate and not giving it up, it's, like, for me personally, it's not about getting a nut anymore. F that. I've been there, done that. I nutted. I can make myself nut if I want to. Like, all I got
to
do is pull it out.
Get
you feel me? It's not about that. It's the fact that I want it with a dude that I have that mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual connection to. Because with that connection, he's going to bring my shit to an all-time high. And then I will squirt because I'm just so much into him, so much into what he does to me mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. For me, that's what it's about. I'm speaking on a personal note. When I say team no sex, it's for a reason.
Okay, so you're more so looking for the connection, not based on actual ability. Like, cause the dude, he can, let me see, you know, be real, real good at what he does. But if you ain't feeling that connection, it's just not gonna work. That's what you're saying, right?
Nope, I won't even get turned on, not the least bit.
Ouch!
It's true. I won't. Not at all. No way.
But I can agree with that, though. You know what I mean? I can agree with that. You know what I mean? Because if I ain't feeling shorty, I don't care what she look like.
You
know
love. Thank you.
You know what I mean? I got to look, ma, listen. You got to do what you got to do to get me in the rouse mode. It's only a few that can do it.
Right. You feel me? Right. Because when you're feeling that person in that way, I mean, the freak just comes out naturally. There's no being scared. Like, it's just, yo, you do anything. Like, I mean, you freak for him, period.
It depends on the person. It depends on the person. Because some people are just naturally freaky. And
I agree with that.
You might think it's being a freak, and that person just might think it's them being regular. So.
No, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's dudes that you've done stuff with that you won't do with the average dude.
Yeah, of course.
There's dudes that you'll go the extra mile for because it's him. You feel
but
me?
Everybody can't
but another dude come along, you're like, oh,
can't.
Hell no. It's not going down. But when it comes to him,
but even sometimes
team no hands town, let me swallow your balls.
That no LV, please. Can we get a team testimony to come up, please?
Team testimony.
And also, for some reason, she's still, she went to bed or something, even though she knew what was going down
before, right?
But don't worry. I'm gonna roast up on Saturday, though. Believe that. So let's get a setting going. All right. Guys are at the club, you know. You doing your thing with your girls, fellas. You doing things with your guys, and you know, shorty catches your eye from across the bar. Now, I still don't believe that thing where ladies can tell she's gonna sleep with a guy within 10 seconds of meeting them, only because y'all can't predict the future. You know what I'm saying? Maybe within the first 10 seconds, there's no words, but as the night progresses, you feel, oh, you're feeling this dude. But that's not there nor there. The question is, well, just off that first impression there, you know, and the sparks is flying, is that one of those where you have just a regular thing, you just give them a snippet of what they could have if they pass the trial period for the contract, or... you know, or do you give them something as if they have fulfilled the contract or and are eligible for an upgrade? You know what
Wait
I'm saying?
A minute. So, wait, just because they're looking at you, are you saying it's just because they're looking at you across the bar? Like, I'm a.
So,
No.
I'm putting like this. Say you at the club, right? Go. I'm at the club. and you know, we know each other from across the bar, you know what I'm saying? And just off that instant, sparks is flying. So, you know, we talk. We kicking it during the night. You know what I mean?
No feelings asked the question, by the way.
excuse me. And everything's going good, and you go back to your place or come back to my place or whatever. Now.
Yeah.
Are you...
that sounded like Barry White. That is so scary.
Nah, because my son is just talking. He's just, yo, the description is so crazy because that's how I usually go. You go to the bar, you chilling, you macking, you see shorty over there, you send her a drink, you send her homegirl a drink, and just see how they react to it. You know what I'm saying?
I would have sent
her
drink.
Sorry,
I'm not
the one night stand chick.
Back.
I'm not the buy me. I don't drink, first of all. I'm not the one night. See, there's females that you could do that to, and there's females that you just cannot.
I'm not saying one night stand. I'm saying I'm a gentleman, and I send drinks across the bar to attractive women. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't drink, so can you send your wallet across the bar?
Nah, you could.
I don't drink, but if you send your wallet across the bar, you might get another glance. It depends on.
I can't get it. I don't want nobody to buy me a drink in a club because most of the time I buy bottles, so I'm not going to want you to buy me a drink.
Exactly. Especially, I mean, if I did buy me a bottle, don't buy me a drink. But since I don't, wallet, how about you buy me some shoes in the club?
So am I lame for buying females a drink at the club?
No, by all means, not you.
Can we get back to the scenario? Like, how does jump from like what can we get to the scenario?
I can't partake in the scenario, so I'm gonna shut my mouth.
So here goes the scenario. All right. Here goes the scenario. Me and Pro, we at the club, right? We chilling. We buying bottles, all right? LVs on the ones and twos, all right? Big Joe just got off stage.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Miss New Shoes is hosting the night.
No, wait. No, wait. No, what? I'm hosting and Miss New Shoes is on the pole.
Yo.
Miss New Shoes on the pole while Big Joe on the stage.
Of course.
Why can't I be on the pole?
Exactly. Why don't you be on the pole?
Pump that. I'm like, I'll be on the pole. I don't care. I want to get on the pole, too. What? Please. Me and Miss New Shoes is taking pole dancing lessons. Miss New Shoes, don't front like we didn't say we was going to do it together. Wait. Stop it.
I'm telling y'all, the first time y'all tried, y'all was going to be on fire.
Wait.
Me and Pro, we buy bottles, and we know this Miss Cody Cole and her party, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes. They alternate on stage doing the pole thing, whatever. Big Joe Spear, like I said, LB with the ones and twos.
We got
Malik TGO holding the door, make sure the riffraff stay out and all that good shit. So, like I said, now we chilling, you know. Coley Cole, I notice you. You notice me. I send over a bottle. All right. And, you know, we on the dance floor, we dancing, you know, we close. And come on, let's be for real, fellas. Sometimes I be at the club and, you know, shorty's high parts is real nice all across your member. And, you know, you get a little excited. Sometimes you poke in the cheek. It happens. You know, and...
Poke her on the cheek with what?
His dick. You know what it is.
His dick got hard. That's what he's saying.
What? Excuse me.
You know,
that's
so,
what he's saying.
So, like I said, so the night's good. We take it back to the crib, hotel room, whatever it is we doing, you know what I'm saying? And we get in. And my question is, Cody Cole, are you giving me the pre-trial period type action, or are you giving me, I'd have fulfilled my 2-year contract and I'm eligible for an upgrade type shit?
Can I answer that?
Can I answer that?
You're getting a 30-day trial. Everybody gets a 30-day trial. Not even that. You're getting a 1-day trial.
I'm not going to front.
I have done it before.
Who hasn't?
It is what it is.
Who hasn't?
I haven't.
I don't know, I think everybody got into one of those before. I got something to say.
Please don't say it.
if it's right, but I'm not going to be going. Well, you can do what you want to do, but hey, it is what it is. But I don't know, right.
Okay, you're going to make it past that moment. I doubt that you're going to make it past that moment.
And make it rain.
And
make it drop.
And make it rain. Let me see
where
you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you at. Where you where you at with this scenario? What's your Twitter after dark fantasy? All that good shit.
Oh, Twitter after dark fantasy.
Where are you at? Where are you at?
Where you at, Corey? Where you at?
We were asking fantasy. Oh my God.
I didn't know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know we were.
I did not know. You should have said that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Already.
I'm a king.
I want to know what's Dillinger fantasy.
Is that what you want to know, Ma? That's what you want to know, Ma?
I just got this dude started. No.
This might have to be a private conversation.
I've got 6081. You alive in the call room. What's good?
Yeah, what's good? It's Malik, TGO.
Okay,
yo.
I was talking.
Y'all couldn't hear me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you in, like my switchboard jumper. I got the call room crazy right now. All of the area codes calling in 443-401-504-803-804. Shout out to you, I appreciate it, and this is for me to get a show going in under 15 minutes, you dig? And
I didn't. I thought you guys were joking. Y'all just straight hijacked my shit. Y'all was just listen.
I'm gonna come clean. I caught the tweet. I'm like, oh yeah, this is something I definitely got to tune into.
So Dillinger,
what's your pregame radio fantasy or Twitter after dark fantasy, whatever, which one Brooklyn Black said. I want to know.
You want to know my
Miss Brooklyn's album?
Y'all, some G shit though. You might have to text me or something for all of that. We get the real Twitter after dark conversation popping.
I might be sexting you, Ma.
We might be sexting
all
night.
Wait, can I know? Can I ask you something? Are you gonna hold her ass cheeks while you eating a pussy? I just want to know.
Hell yeah, Ma.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? Yo, I don't fuck around. I do not fuck around, yo.
Sorry, I did not hear. Everybody's laughing. Wait, what?
I do not fuck around. Yo, listen, I do not fuck around, Ma. You be bent up, pretzel status, all of that shit, knees by your ears and all that, Ma.
Auntie Annie.
You know, Auntie Annie shit. You know?
Annie.
I did not say that. Not me.
I'm just letting you know, Ma.
Just letting you know, Ma.
Okay.
Sometimes you gotta let them know.
I'm instigating.
I'm instigating.
I'm with it, though. That's for sure.
What was the question?
I want to know Miss Brooklyn's fantasy.
What?
Yeah.
Brooklyn, you can call her sexy ass.
What's your fantasy?
Wait, who's what? Sexy?
You, Miss Brooklyn.
Just sexy ass.
She looking at them. She looking at the nasty pictures I sent her the other day.
You know what you're talking about. Porcelain Barbie doll. You better stop it.
My fantasy is rolling around on a stack of money.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's my fantasy.
Wow,
it's corny, it's plain.
Around, right?
No, I'm sorry. I can't reveal that information. Fantasy information is strictly for, you know, hubbies. I can't.
Bro, Dillinger?
Come on,
yeah. Okay,
you
Dillinger,
gotta,
yes.
You got to stop it.
Is Pro Dillinger throwing his hat into his name into the hat? Is that what he's doing?
I already put my application
in. I've been putting my application in.
What we waiting on? A credit review or something?
I'm waiting on a background check and an interview.
Wow. I like that.
I need a live interview. That's what I've been working on that right now. I'm calling. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying. I'm going on the website. I'm like checking the status of my application.
He's trying to review his application.
Let it go down like this, Lovey. I'm just saying, Miss Brooklyn. He's next.
Who's up with you that want to check in?
New Shoes, you better shut up or I put your ass.
Hold on. I'm going to put somebody on blast. I'm the one that puts the people on blast. You know what I'm saying? Miss Brooklyn, I love the fact you be ready to get it in for me. I love you for it, mama. But I got to know because she's so reserved. And she tries to be, but I'm really trying to see what makes her tick. Miss New Shoes, what is your fantasy, yo?
Whoa.
That's her in the closet freak. Go ahead, Miss New Shoes.
I know her fantasy, though. I do.
Put it out there.
Go ahead, Miss New Shoes.
She told me yesterday. She said she wanted to be in the studio on top of the switchboard.
He said he could make that happen. You know what? I can't wait till the day Miss New Shoes call me and say Brooklyn. I only know what it is to go.
I'm not gonna share it because I really don't know, but I know this, in order to find that information out,
you gotta be one hell of a man. Like, you have to be the kind of aggressive man to just come up and be like, yo, come here, girl. Like, yo, you gotta be able to lift her ass up and put it down.
And maybe then you'll be able to. I like how that sounds though in the studio with the lights down.
Yo, oh my god, studio session on a switchboard.
Listen, oh my god, I'm about to go through the whole scenario.
We could do it in a swivel chair. Laying her track down, and then he come up behind her while she. Doing her thing, just carry her out, you know. Why leave the booth? We could do it in the booth and then go to the switchboard. And in the swivel chair and all that.
I got the big man swivel chair. Yo, I got the big leather shit. The one with the hydraulics on the bottom. You can make it go down and up. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But I don't have a swivel chair, but I got a milk crate with that work. I'm saying I ain't got no swivel chair.
The milk crate works, but you got to throw a pillow on it or something.
Yeah, I feel out of place. I'm not a rapper. Like, come on. I'm not a rapper. I feel out of place.
Who's that?
But you're a manager. Come on, Malik. Fantasy.
I'm just trying to convert it to where it needs to be.
Too much right now.
So, Cole, what's your fantasy, Coley Cole?
Coley Cole acting real Republican right now. She acting real
because...
No,
I'm trying to see what her
fantasy
is. What's
your fantasy, Coley Cole? You know what I'm saying? And then it bothers me because she got a Twitter name like All We Done Do It, like she ready to go all out. But how bad she act all? Because, you know, she got a Twitter name, All We Done Do It.
Ooh.
You know, so that's like...
Yo, I'm not following you.
She's an extrovert.
No.
You know what I mean?
I'm not following you, ma. Do you follow back?
Yes, I follow back.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, look, do you throw it back? How about that?
Yeah,
do you throw it back?
Word. Word.
So, you know, so I'm just trying to figure out.
Slide.
No, I'm not
so, 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 what's your fantasy? Let's be going to do it.
Word.
I don't know. I
can't does it involve baby oil?
Yes, it does.
Oh, wow.
That's the fuck I'm talking about.
Of course it does. I'm going to tell you it involves baby oil, shower curtains, and
holy shit. She shower curtains?
Yeah.
Y'all got a feather
special. Y'all don't even know.
So then let's get to the bottom of it. Let's find out.
There's
a lot of talking, but nothing they did say. You know?
I don't believe you.
Who said they have a feather duster? Does that count? A feather duster, does that count?
I have a feather duster. Does that count? No.
Yes, I
no
do.
No feather duster.
I got a feather duster. I'm saying. So, Miss Coley Cole, what's your favorite position? Yeah.
Like you don't already know.
Well, okay. Can I throw an educated guess out there?
Yeah. You want to throw an educated guess? Go ahead.
Can you?
She probably blushing and shit.
Me personally, I think Coley Cole, she likes to be on top because she likes to be controller because she said earlier she likes to be the aggressor. So maybe she likes to be on top because she likes to set the rhythm and all that.
Well, on top
have
of
to be
face?
On top to be in
what,
control.
On,
I'm just saying.
What on top of a face? On top of what?
On top of the
top
face.
Of
on top of the skin.
They're saying you don't have to be on top to be in control. I'm
well,
just.
You sure don't.
But she does like to be on top.
I'm gonna have your head by your feet. Well, listen, all these females screaming how they eat no hand is mean and the sex is mean and all that, like. What makes it so mean? Like, just because you're not using your hands, that don't make it mean.
And pound no makes it good.
I want references. Fuck that.
What is that?
You want references?
I want references.
I'm different from him.
Who said that? It's
on the job experience.
Wait a minute. Did Brooklyn Black say he want references?
Yeah, he said he want references.
I'm done for the night.
I'm done for the night.
Yo, Nushu, you real quiet. I like the role you playing. You heard? You be gassing shit,
right,
though. I'm about to make this shit hot.
Wait, Leaky. Leaky, I'm on your side. Stop playing.
Nah, I know. But y'all, boy, like, y'all crazy. I'm laughing. I find this shit funny. It is what it is. She was talking a lot of shit.
I can't disclose that information because wise and no, I will say anything that makes my bubble gets bubblier. That's it.
Something that makes
nothing wrong with adding toys to the fun.
There's nothing wrong with adding toys to the fun.
Thing that makes my bubble get bubblier.
Ladies,
I want that pound, Maya ass so big I want to pay your bills. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Ooh. So do we put that down as a fantasy or?
That
is
not
how we do like.
That's a position. Just come on.
I know.
Okay,
keep up.
I'm straight. Listen. Okay.
Listen,
now.
Yeah. I'm straight.
All right, okay.
I'm straight. Put
pussy eat grapple. That's what I call it, man. Like we pussy wrestling. You know what I'm saying? Like, because sometimes you know what I'm saying, you be down there so good, they be trying to run from it, so you got to pull them and grab
them.
Oh,
yeah, you got to pull it. Yeah, you got to pull them back into reality. Where the fuck you going? That kind of shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm
done with you guys.
Yeah, I like that. That's the move right there. Where you going, Ma?
That's good.
No. See, that move is good, but not for eating. It's good for when you
really
beating
like
it. Oh, good, she's running. That's like all that box eating. Cut that shit out in pounds.
Yeah,
listen.
Cut that eating shit out. Let's straight pound,
LB.
Pound.
All right.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to the fellas in the chat. You guys want to get on, just hit one of your phones. I'll get you on. I will put you on air if you guys want to get on, say something real quick. The call is in the call room. Press 1. We're going to get to you. But as you know, it's pregame radio, MFIR radio. We done came together. We got Pro Dillinger. Big TGO. We got a Big Joe in the building.
Yes,
sir. Just be surprised if they give you something like before we get out of here. But,
I forgot Joe was even on the check-in.
Yeah,
hold on. Time out.
Oh, Joe is at work taking it all in. He's at work.
I'm home now.
Oh, Joe's in a bed at home taking it all in. He's playing
Brooklyn.
With
his Brooklyn.
I'm editing songs while I'm in here.
Miss Brooklyn, have you noticed
down.
He's been so quiet? You think he's been taking notes like, oh, my God, Miss Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Brooklyn,
Joe is
totally
he's amazing right now. Joe is so good right now.
I'm amazed my damn self.
For Coley Cole. Y'all forgot?
What?
Y'all don't try to act like you don't remember.
Yeah,
I just don't remember. Joe, tell her what it is, Joe. Tell her what it is.
She probably forgot.
Yeah, she forgot, but tell her what it is, Joe.
Tell her what it is.
What it is.
Supposed to give Joe a 30-day trial.
That's right.
I'm not trying to
roll
nobody.
So
Joe could get a 30-day trial, but I can't even get an interview. Right now.
I'm not Nicole. I'm Brooklyn.
I'm
Joe
right
and Nicole. That's Joe and Nicole business. Like, I'm over
oh,
here.
Oh, I thought he was talking about you, baby girl. I'm sorry, Ma.
See, he was upset.
Sorry,
wow, let me find out. Yo,
sorry, Ma.
With that being said, okay.
Behind
the scenes.
Huh?
Yo,
Pro Dillinger just put up on Facebook that he got the bread to buy your shoes, Miss Brooklyn. So check the Facebook. He just threw that pick up.
He got the bread.
Oh,
Also,
Dillinger, we're going to Alexander McQueen's. Thank you.
What?
Yo,
we're going, yo. Yo, I'm about to send Miss Brooklyn a naked picture of myself, man. That
ass.
Wow.
Wait. Make sure you are first
crazy.
So she see what she works with. Make sure you are first,
all
right?
I'm fucking hard, so
I can really see what you work with. Anybody could get hard.
Now.
I want to see what you know, anybody could get hard.
Wait, hold on.
But then,
no,
that's where the interview comes in at. That's where the interview comes in at. That's where the interview comes in at.
You don't like turtlenecks.
That's why you got to give me the interview.
Do y'all have a collection? Do y'all ladies have the collection of pictures of dudes who sent y'all their dick flicks and shit?
I do. I'm not
going
to lie to you. I sure do.
I don't like stuff like that. Yo,
do.
Honestly, I'm really, anybody that knows me, I'm so shy, I won't look at it because I'm like, oh, my God, no, cocky.
What? I
want to
see
like,
it.
I'm so
picture.
Shy. I'll be on some
cocky.
No.
It's a picture. Come on. That sounds like a lie.
Yeah, she lying. Stop acting like I'm sending you them pictures,
yeah,
Miss Brooklyn. Stop stunting, Miss Brooklyn. You know I sent you them pictures, Ma.
Miss Brooklyn, you got unread mail?
I have unread mail, all right.
No,
uh-huh.
Ain't no unread mail. She read that. We be sexting.
We be sexting. Okie dokie.
Wow.
Dillinger.
Yo, Paul, you're Dillinger, real talk?
What up?
Paul Dillinger?
What up?
Number one, you got to stop trying to blow my girl up.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
Number two, now even if she was to give you that interview you wanted, you just messed it up.
Nah, it's impossible,
like,
man.
You just messed
it up. It's impossible. You know what I'm saying? Miss Brooklyn already know what it is, y'all. She got me dumb open. I'm trying to, like,
I like,
you know.
Brooklyn.
Yo, did
dumb
I say
open.
That? It's the voodoo that she do.
That's
that
exactly
makes
what
the
it
boys
is,
go cuckoo.
That's exactly
coming
what
out.
It is, blood.
Thank God I'm the only sane one in here.
I'm fucking bananas right
one.
Now, G.
LV, you sane? What? You trying to say they insane? For thinking that I'm cute and stuff like that? Oh, my God, that's so not nice.
No, not that. I'm like, you know, everybody's paired up except for me and who that know, and me and Black. We good money.
Yeah,
what you mean paired up? Paired up with what?
Paired
up with who? No, she's
like,
what?
Call nobody on the line and shit.
So why don't you and Brooklyn Black pair up?
I'm not, right?
I like that.
I'm with Brooklyn Black. He's free. You free.
You
so pair up.
Whoa.
You know we like that.
Nah, see, how y'all trying to throw me under the bus and shit?
Because he's throwing it under the bus. He threw y'all under the bus.
Listen.
Listen what? Nobody's listening.
That's the whole point. So let's move on to the next. So matter of fact, since he has been quiet, Big Dro.
Yeah, what up?
What does the lady have to do to make you even want to consider her, to give her a 30-day trial? You know what I'm saying? Like, what qualifications does she need to possess? You know, let her
she
know.
Needs to say she's pound, let me swallow your balls, and he's in.
Ooh.
Right?
Damn. Who's talking like that?
Like you said, pound, I make your dick disappear.
She got to have a lot of energy.
She's pound, let me swallow your balls.
That's what I'm talking about. Team no gag reflex.
That's always a plus.
They said
team contract your throat muscles. How about that?
Team unhinge your jaw. How about that one?
How about team I suck till I get jaw locked. Lock jaw. How about that?
Team Jabba Jaw.
Stop nibbling on my shit. So wait, let's ask him.
Yo, I'm going to get that trending team no teeth. Oh, my God.
Like, nibbling on my joint. Like, damn. Like,
Nicole, somebody told me you was team let me swallow your kids. Is that true or false?
Oh, the day
catch him. Somebody catch him?
True or false? True or false, you team, let me swallow your kids, daddy.
Oh, shit.
Team nursery mouth.
Wow.
Take
care.
Wow.
Didn't answer. Come on now.
Somebody said she's team babysitter.
Somebody got daycare mouth?
I'm pounding that. That's funny. I'm about to say that to somebody right now.
So,
I'm not answering. Totally cool.
Why y'all messing with me now, though? Why y'all doing that to me?
No, because
I mean, true or false? Are you team?
You know, we gotta
bring
up
down
that
my throat, or no?
Down the throat. Oh my goodness.
Oh God.
I love that shit. I'd be
I'm
like,
fucking
oh.
dying right now. I'm dying.
Now let me ask for those who don't drink, Miss Brooklyn, of course I mean what she's gonna say, but drunk or sober sex, y'all, what's y'all take on it, Miss New Shoes?
Hello,
Ms.
wait,
New
what
shoes?
Happened?
New Shoes, I'm kinda going right now. She'll be right back.
First of all,
I don't drink like that. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a social drinker, so I don't know. I can tell you. I don't know.
Chris, you tell me you never had that good sloppy drunk sex after the club, like 4 in the morning.
I never, no, because I never got drunk and went home with, no. Dude, no.
Not went home with,
ooh,
like, drunk, you know, sex, period. Like, you never had sex being drunk?
No.
Oh, girl, man, you don't know what you're missing.
Like,
never,
she doesn't drink. I don't drink. No, never, ever, ever, ever. No. Sorry.
You ever had somebody that was drunk giving you sex? That's so hard to understand. She said no.
England?
No. No, I said not her being drunk. I said him being drunk.
LV, drunk, sober sex. Which one's better for you?
Well, you know what I mean? Being that I'm not a drinker like that, and because I don't get drunk, I'll get nice for like 5 minutes. But
right.
I mean, I've had the both. I've been nice and get it in, and I also had her get nice and get it in too. But not all females can hold their liquor, and that's the real messed up thing when you beating it to the point where she just zone out and fall out, and she just is like a dead body sitting there.
Oh, that's what I just get out of there and I leave her sleep with her ass up, like.
Yeah, you leave.
You know what I mean? So
y'all ain't
shit. No, that's right.
You just leave.
Y'all just leave.
I don't have.
But if you don't keep going,
let's say he would leave. Please, it'd be so good. He'll cry and come right back. Get out of here.
Who?
Oh man!
Yo, she's coming from the sideline. Yo,
so, yo, I'm pound mine. You sure you're not a virgin? That's what I am. I'm team pound mine. You sure you're not a virgin? That's me.
Team
Snapback.
So she's team
movie. I'm team all of that.
What you say?
I'm
team. Did I just say team movies?
I like team movies.
I'm team movies. I'm team movies. I'm all that. What's good? I'm all that. Look, make you a star.
Word.
We got about 10 minutes left there, broadcasting, man. We got about for another 10 minutes, so we gotta keep going on this. Like I said, hopefully I get these dudes to get into sunlight, and before we get out of here. Also, tune in this week, this Saturday, 11 p.m. Big Joe T. Martin is our featured artist. So, of course, that's what we're doing this week on Free Game Radio. As far as what we're going to talk about, of course, that's always undecided until pretty much it happens. Like, a lot of times, the topic comes to me when I'm on my way home from work. I'm like, boom, I'm going to talk about this, and we just go. But anyway, still, Cody Cole, I'm still waiting on you. Drunk or sober sex?
Sober sex. I don't have drunk sex.
Oh, you never had that night?
No, I didn't say
like,
I never had it. I just, that's not what I prefer.
You prefer
I want to
sober sex better?
Huh? I prefer sober sex better because drunk sex will have you gassed up. And then when you get it sober, you'll be like, what the fuck? You need some
Henny
in your system.
Take one more ship.
Oh, my God.
Drunk and sober sex, man.
Talking to me?
Yeah, you, bro. Drunk and sober.
I don't know. It's good either way. I just like sex. It don't matter if it's drunk. Don't matter if it's sober. I mean, I'm the same all the time. So if I'm drunk or I'm sober, you're gonna get ran down on regardless.
That's
like,
he's like, hey, you about to run in on these chicks right here?
Just gonna run down regardless. I just like picnic baskets. You know what I'm saying? I'm on it.
See, that's the problem right there. Y'all just swear y'all the same when y'all drunk.
And when y'all sober, that doesn't mean that you're really the same person.
I don't know. Hey,
somebody
washing
their hands. They doing dishes. Why here water
running? Somebody doing dishes.
Nah, that ain't dishes.
That's
somebody
him.
Playing
with
stuff.
That's bad water.
Somebody cooking over the stove.
Nah.
What's that word?
Somebody squirting.
That's that stop.
I told you, Miss Nushi. Fingers were gooey. I told you guys that.
If her fingers are squirting, yo, I don't even want to know.
I told you that Hitachi magic wand to work, girl. I told you.
Yo, what are you talking about? Oh my God. How did that turn to me? Like, what?
I can't. Before we get out of here,
I got to ask, yo, Big Joe, Pro Diligent, would y'all guys be willing to give us something like before we get out of here?
What, like,
yeah,
a freaky freestyle. Matter of fact, yo, come on, Miss New Shoes, please give us something like freaky freestyle, Miss New Shoes. Come on.
I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, hold on.
Can I get something late?
I got y'all.
Can I get something late real quick?
Wait,
can I get something late? Can I give a sample of what I'm going to do on the track with you guys? Can I get something late? Please.
Hold on. We got about 10 more minutes. You know, I then extended it and kept it going. I gotta tell you guys how to do this shit too. I just try to deep the system. But anyway, so before we get up out of here, of course, thanks to the staff of MFIR Radio, LB the Boss, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes, Miss Cody.
No problem.
And matter of fact, we definitely gotta have that get together. Probably at that place, Miss Brooklyn, like Lava, Glavo, whatever that shit's called.
He said lava, guava, whatever that shit is called.
What's that shit called, Miss Brooklyn?
It's Lavo.
Lavo. Okay.
Let's go to Lavo.
You live too, Link?
Huh?
Wait, does Link live too?
Leaky. Oh, man.
I'm ready to give something before I forget what I'm about to say.
Like,
I know, that's the same thing I was saying. I gotta hurry up. So we get into it.
But like I said, I was just gonna get all my thank yous out, all my shout outs and everything like that. Because while this has been going on, I've also started the groundwork, the foundation for pregameradio.com. So
I'm gonna say it on my show
so I can be quoted. I could be reminded. I could bring it up to me later on down the road. I'm going to work it out. So not only will you catch pregame radio on pregameradio.com, but you will also catch MFIR Radio through pregameradio.com. That's what I'm doing.
This is how I show love. Go ass.
So,
thank you.
That's crazy. We're on like so much of the same page. Bullet.
Because that's what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as everything gets up and running and I get the web designers, oh, yes, I'm calling out web designers, all that, and I'm not a mogul like LB, so I can't pay everybody $49.95 just yet. But, you know, you guys help me out. Of course, I appreciate the love. Of course.
If I got a raise, I probably would get $49.95. We don't even get
$49.95.
Damn. Can we get a raise? Can you talk to them about giving us a raise? We work hard for money.
They work hard.
I have no control on how LB does the payroll. And I'm saying the best I can do is put a word in because, you know, y'all do grind hard, so I can't say y'all do deserve one. And that's a pregame approved statement. That's the best I can do for y'all ladies. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Miss Brooklyn, just going to give you guys a preview of the new track, featuring myself, Pro Dillinger. Mega the Man is on the beat. So shout out to Mega the Man.
Lady Steel.
Yes, Lady Steel doing the sex sound.
We debuting Puerto Rico.
We got a roster for not showing up. So I know LB, he'll keep me posted on that one. Because like I said, we got a roster because she was the main one talking shit too. But Ms. Brooklyn, don't want to take it away. Give it to him. Let's give him some of that. Yeah.
All right, wait. Yeah. Let me. What can I do to kick it off? How about I come all on you and I lick it off?
Oh,
all right, I'm done.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
You just
shut the code.
Yeah,
so,
go ahead, y'all. Freaky freestyle,
Ms. Shoes, wait, I just want to hear, I just want to hear Ms. Nusha see what she got to say before she conveniently forgets.
Ms. Nusha, you gotta start off where I finished. I said, let me come on your
go
off. Now you gotta start off where I finished.
No, because then I would have to say, then I'm gonna lick on your balls,
you go.
And I don't want to say that.
Why not?
That's nasty. Ms.
Nusha, don't do that.
You're licking your own cum.
God.
No. Yo,
it's
2011.
I'm sorry. And if you're not giving
fellatio,
like, come on.
Boo.
New Shoes doesn't like to go down. I don't like to give head. New Shoes doesn't go downtown.
Boo.
She doesn't
do
that. No.
But she like to receive that shit like a motherfucker, don't you?
Wait, what happened?
But you like to receive that shit like a motherfucker, don't you?
They all do.
Yeah,
No. New
like
Shoes
that.
Is a Capricorn. You have to understand, Capricorns tend to be selfish. And this is one of the cases where they're selfish. It's not her fault. It's not that she does, you know, it really isn't her fault. It's her sign. She rather. No, I mean, you know, it's like we're Leos. I'm sorry. I got to tell we're different.
I'm a Cancer.
Cancers are very different.
And I'm a Gemini.
Gemini, what up?
Gemini.
Gemini.
That's all I gotta say.
I can't
see them. So here we go. Without further ado, before we ride out, you know what I'm saying? We got Miss New Shoes, Pro Dillinger, Big Joe. We're gonna give you guys a little preview of what's to come on Saturday night. And of course, we're gonna get Pro Dillinger back on pregame. And like I said before, we're coming on the 1 year anniversary. And on our first show, April 10th, 2010. I did the first show. Pro Dillinger was the first guest. This one I had no music, and me and him, we was having a combo just like this.
For like a whole hour, yo.
Word up. Whole hour, no music, no nothing. So look, and then look where we at now. You know what I mean?
Now you're alive.
So, you know, so shout out to everybody who's been contributing everything. And, of course, whenever MFIR comes, they jump my numbers, they juke my stats, they bring in the listeners, so I definitely appreciate y'all. But come on, Miss New Shoes, give me some of that fire. Give me some of that freaky freestyle.
Is she trying to use my line?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's goody, goody? What's
I'm
goody,
a dark-skinned chick with a big old clit. Now, let me stop.
No. Yo, Miss Brooklyn,
you
I mean, did you got that email, Miss Brooklyn? Did you get that email just now?
No, I didn't get anything.
No? Brooklyn Black, like, where the $49.95 at? Like, come on, this is a new freestyle for free.
Come on,
check.
So my name is
Flint.
I live in a city, and if you don't like me, you can suck her titties. Not mine, suck her titties, Miss New Shoes titties.
Yeah.
If you don't like me, suck Miss New Shoes titties. She has the nipple rings.
I have one thing to say. Is that the, oh, my God, the sensation. No more words. Okay.
No more.
I'm done for the night. I just want to say thank you guys for having me. I had a good time. I'm Brooklyn Black. Everyone.
Let's show the ladies what it is, man. Let's just bang them out real quick. So this is why the men take over and we'll do what we do. Fellas, let's just hit them with something like real quick. Get them wet so they can go and do what they do, all right?
Yeah, hit us with something light. Let's go.
Big Joe Pro, let's do it. Who should we let go first, ladies?
It doesn't matter.
Dillinger. All right, so, Dillinger, let's get it. Freaky freestyle, pre-game after dark. This is how we're doing it. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's the remix right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't rapping right now, man. I'm on some, you know, laid back. I got my pajamas on and shit, man. Just shout out to Brooklyn Black Pregame Radio, MFIR. Follow me at Pro Dillinger on Twitter. Hit me on the Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Exit 13 coming February, you know what I'm saying? Rockland County, Gritty Life Music in the building, Scum Squad Entertainment, Plus Life Entertainment. We fucking in here, man. I love y'all, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's what it is. Big Joe, man, you got it, man. Lee, let's get the people a little snippet of what they're going to get on Saturday.
All right. I can let them get a peep at that. I ain't going to front. I don't really do the freaky rap. But I'm looking through my window, puffing on my endo. I see people walking, hear a lot of talking, hear a lot of sirens, a lot of babies crying, but there's things I can't see, like a lot of people dying. Gunshots fine, a lot of jobs high, but the corners getting packed. It's like everybody's selling. A lot of fiends copping, a lot of bodies dropping. Nothing's really stopping, and ain't nobody telling. It's not
right,
man. It's late, man.
Ain't nobody telling, because the boy LV walked in the room yelling, throw it down, put it on the floor. And if she acts stupid, I just snatch off her drawers, and we can get it popping like we get it locking. I eat that pussy up like the boy's locking. Don't have me get twisted in here, B.
Go ahead, love.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Yeah, go ahead, love.
I
wish I had a little Kim.
What?
I said I wish I had a little Kim skills. You know, I spit that hoe. I used to be scared. Now throw licks at the handle it like a real, yeah, one of those, you know.
So definitely, like I said, thank you to everybody who's on the check-in tonight. And just to show, you know, just get some up the ground that quick, and the response was bananas. The numbers is crazy. But tune in pregame radio Saturday night, 11 p.m. We'll be back, dumbass of the week. Big Joe, T-Monster to be in the building, our featured artist. And he's bringing the whole crew, God willing, they're going to come through. It's going to be a Baltimore takeover. We're going to get Pro Dillinger back, of course. Yeah, just like I said, shout out to everybody, and we about to get out of here. Tune in to NFIR Radio tomorrow night. Ms. Brooklyn, what y'all got playing tomorrow night?
You know what? It's going to be a crazy show. We can't leak that out right now, only because we don't know.
Y'all can go on the Facebook right now, right? I'm about to put up my song called You Nasty Remix featuring B.I.G. and get a little taste of some nastiness. All right. So y'all already know.
Yeah, I'm about to put some music up on Facebook right now, too.
I'm about to go check that shit out, like I said. Shout out to
everybody being up at 3 a.m. How about that?
I'm always up at 3 a.m.
So am I.
Team No Sleep over here.
Cool.
Of course.
Yo, I've been working. Yo, I might have to motherfucking text Miss Brooklyn. I'm going to have to hit up on the Facebook real quick, and we have to exchange masks. Miss Coley Cole, too. Like I said, I'm still working, so I'll still be rocking through the early morning hours. But good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for rocking out. I'm going to see y'all Saturday night at Pregame Radio. Check out, like I said, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes, LP, and Coley Cole on MFIR tomorrow night, 10 p.m. And we up out of here, man. I'll see y'all Saturday. God bless. Good night.
Yep.
Oh, shit, the show won't let me end.